You're listening to SBS News.
Alam Desta had junk insurance sold to him not once but three separate times. The 60-year-old Australian citizen from Ethiopia has lived in Sydney for more than a decade. He says he fell for it because English is his second language.
I'm lucky now I understand something. But before I didn't understand. My English was very bad. So that's a big mistake.
Junk insurance is commonly sold with products such as cars and credit cards and provides minimal benefit to consumers.
It purports to cover you if you're unable to make repayments on the loans. But what the evidence shows is that the payouts are paltry and it's really not worth the money. It's you pay for it.
New research from Get My Refund found more than half of their customers with English as a second language say they were told by the bank or insurance company they must buy the add-on insurance with their loan. Only 15% were shown the total cost of the product during the sales process, and more than 80% don't believe they were given a product disclosure statement. CEO Carly Woods says the group is easy prey.
They're vulnerable because, one, they have lack of knowledge of the industry itself. Two, obviously there's a language barrier there. And three, they could be new to the country. So it leaves them wide open for opportunists.
And this is just scratching the surface. One third of those surveyed didn't even know they were buying junk insurance, meaning there could be hundreds of thousands of others unknowingly deserving a refund. Through Get My Refund, so far, Alem has been refunded more than $3,000 for the consumer credit insurance sold to him by Westpac. Almost $500 has been returned from the Commonwealth Bank and more than $160 by financial services company Latitude. He has this advice for others.
When they go to the bank, they should take someone who understands English very well, because they don't know what's going to happen.
Catalina Flores, SBS News.